world of pangs and pains and burnings, my yearnings unique. Never could a servant boy or butler know a subtler mystique. This beauty that belongs to you soon will bring the throngs to you to beg for your hand. But there is none among them with a notion what devotion I've planned. To serve you, Miss Victoria Fitch, is the one thing I desire. To bring your tray, then take it away when it's time to light your fire. Once as tots, we would play at a game of mistress and knave. Now my thoughts never stray from the dream of life as your slave. Now when I tell you all I would do, let me emphasize one thing. I can't be of service to you till you wear my wedding ring. This may seem past comprehension, but every intention is true. So give me just a lifetime or two to serve you.
Though your deep devotion may seem charming, it's alarming and sick. Why would someone made to polish pewter be the suitor I'd pick? I have never lied to you, said I'd be a bride to you. The answer is nix. Though I may have poetic inclinations, our stations don't mix.
I'll serve you, Miss Victoria Fitch, and lay every fear to rest.
No!
Let them leer and snicker and sneer, for our love will stand the test.
Oh.
Though you say there's a line we can't cross, a chance we can't take, one fine day you'll admit that you've made a major mistake. Our love is sure to weather the storm, for I know you must agree.
With what?
Love means more than lackeys and vassals in castles by the sea.
I think not.
Say it's true, our love's supreme, so my dream can finally come true. And give me just a lifetime, sweet husband and wife time. Give me just a lifetime or two to serve you. Oh,